Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the minds and the hearts of the listeners on today. Father, I ask that you bring healing to somebody today that whose body is racking with pain. Father, God, I ask that you bring comfort, God, to the family that's going through with the loss of a loved one. Now, God, I ask now that you do it for him now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we'll give your name the glory and we'll tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, our scripture lesson is coming from Revelation, the 20th chapter, the 11th through the 15th verse. And our thought we want to leave with you today is, are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to meet God? Revelations 20, 11 through 15. And it reads, and this is John speaking. John said, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the sea of fire. Are you ready to meet God? That's Revelations 20, 11 through 15. Are you ready to meet God? No place to hide. Because there is no hiding place. And I want to say to you that we're going to stand before a holy God. And these words from Revelation, the 20th chapter, the 11th through the 15th verse, these are the words of the Lord God. They are not my words, not the preacher's words, not your friend's words. These are the words of the Lord God telling us of every unbeliever's fate. If you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, this is what God's word is saying unto you today. Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hide in place. But there is no judgment for those who believe God and accept his son. For their names are entered in the book of life. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 and 1. The judgment of believers took place at the cross of Calvary. I stand before God clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have put on the whole armor of God, if you have believed on Jesus Christ, if you have repented of your sins and have allowed the Holy Ghost to come into your life and bring about a difference in your life, then I want you to know that because of God's Son, Jesus Christ, then you will escape the fire and furnace of a place called hell. Now, I want to address every person who has never accepted Christ. imagine that the time has come when the judge is speaking. Just go with me in your mind's eye. Imagine with me that the time has come when the judge is speaking, which is the judge of all judges. The angels and archangels are in attendance. Time's final dream is about to take place. Skyscrapers have fallen and the wheels of industry have ceased turning. The places of amusement are empty. The cocktail bars are vacant. The happy hours are no longer going on. Why? Because this is a time for the judgment. The theaters have no one in them. All the places of the world are deserted. Motor cars are at a standstill, and the beaches are empty. Again, I want to say, are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. Then imagine that God calls for the dead to be brought forth. From the ocean depths where ships were sunk long ago, from graveyards long ago forgotten, from the battlefields of the world, they come millions and millions and millions of people. Yes, the ones that was on the Titanic when the Titanic sank, and all of those people that was never found. When it's time to stand before God, the Bible says that the sea will give up its dead. There is nowhere to hide. Are you ready to meet God? There will be crying. There will be weeping and crying and gasping of the teeth. There will be crying for the rocks to fall on them. There will be crying for the caves to open up and give them a place to hide. But there is no hiding from him who sits on the throne. Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. There is no place to hide. They will come before the Lord and say, but Lord, we cast out demons in your name. He would say, depart from me. I never knew you. Then they would say, Lord, I'm from the first church. I'm from the newborn church. I'm from this church and I'm from that church. He's going to say, depart from me. You're cursed. I never knew you. Someone else will say, but Lord, I lived a good life. He'll say, depart from me. Ye are cursed. I never knew you. You have nowhere to hide. Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. Somebody else would say, but Lord, I paid my debts and I led a good, respectable life. I didn't do any harm to nobody. If I did harm, I did it to myself. So God, would you forgive me now and let me in? But I want you to know that there is no place to hide. Are you ready to meet God? He would say, depart from me. Ye cursed, I never knew you. The Bible says that there will be only one question in that day. And that question will be, what did you do with Jesus? No, you don't go to hell for drinking liquor. You don't go to hell for using profanity. You don't go to hell for running around and doing everything that you think you might go to hell for. The reason you, if you end up in hell, it will be because you rejected Jesus Christ. It would be because you rejected God's only son. It would be because you rejected the only sacrifice. It would be because you rejected the only savior. I want you to submit. I would like to submit a question to you on today. And that question is, are you ready to meet God? Because there is no place to hide. John said, and he began to talk about the great white throne judgment. He said, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. John said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. The 14th verse says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. There is no hiding place. They sung a song some years ago. The song was, "Sin a man, where you gonna run? Sin a man, where you gonna run? Old sinner, where you gonna run? You run to the rocks and the rocks cry out, there is no hiding place. So sin a man, where will you run? Are you ready to meet God? There is no hiding place. There is no place that can shelter you. There is no place that can shield you from the eyes of the Holy God. I submit to you on today. Are you ready? The question is, are you ready to meet God? Are you, if he call you now, are you ready? The songwriter said you had a chance. You had a chance to come to church on Sunday. You had a chance to come to church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday too. And if the Lord should call you now, you had a chance. Are you ready to meet God? Have you gotten forgiveness for your sins? Do you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins? I'm talking to the unregenerated person. I'm talking to the person that don't know the Lord in the pardon of their sins. I'm talking to the person that may have backslid from the Lord, and now you're about doing your own thing. Have you gotten your soul right with God? Have you come back to God and into the arms of him? Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. Here today you may have everything you want. You may have the world on a silver platter. You may have the biggest house on the hill. But I want you to know that will not do you any good. If you die in your sins, you will lift up your eyes in hell. Because hell has, there is no exits in hell. There is no way out in hell. Once you get there, you are locked in. Once you get there, you cannot get out. The Bible says there will be weeping and gasping of teeth. It says that's a place where the worm never dies. So I say to you on today, if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, I offer him to you today. Jesus Christ is the only one accepting the Father's only gift, which is his only son, is the only way that you are guaranteed to have eternal life. There is no other way to God the Father but by Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no man cometh to the Father except they come by his son Jesus Christ. Are you ready to meet God? Because there is no hiding place. Who can shelter you? Who can shield you from the hands of an angry God? Who can protect you from the God that wants to love you? Who can help you if God closes the door? So I say to you today, think about it. Allow God to pierce your heart. Allow him to come into your life. Are you ready to meet God? That's a question I ask you today, because there is nowhere to hide. I thank God for you listening on today. Follow us on Twitter at GG Brown 77. We have a webpage, hopefortodayministry.org. And until the next time, there is hope for today.